Q Radio's Travel Talk with Travel Solutions, your award-winning local tour operator.
And welcome to another Travel Talk here on Q Radio. I'm joined by Robert Wilson from Travel Solutions. So, Robert, we're looking at Central Europe, always very popular and easy to get to from this part of the world, isn't it?
Oh, indeed. Obviously, we have direct services now into Krakow with the introduction of the new Ryanair service, as well as having the EasyJet service.
That's out of Aldergrove, isn't it?
Out of Belfast International, yes. So people love to be able to fly direct from the airport rather than have the hassle of going through the UK. Or I know it's not a hassle now. Dublin is so easy to get to, but so easy. If you live around the Belfast area, you're, 20, 30 minutes up the road and you're at Belfast International, so it's a great plus.
Yeah, it's a really good benefit to go directly. It's a beautiful city. We went at Christmas one time, lovely time for Christmas.
Yeah, it's probably very cold.
It was cold, but it's yes. An all-year-round destination.
It is an all-year-round destination, yes. It's serviced by the airlines.
And there's the Pope John Paul II connection.
There is indeed, yes. Uh-huh. Of course, Krakow does have all the history too, and people can visit the salt mines, they can do, obviously, the Auschwitz tour, etc. But it's a beautiful city to see.
Yeah, Auschwitz, very upsetting. Not for the faint-hearted.
No. We actually had some comments from some customers who actually, they weren't on this particular tour that we're talking about, but for Krakow itself, they would rather go to the Auschwitz experience on the last day of their holiday. Because while they didn't want to say that they enjoyed it, it was an experience, it's something that you have to see, because unfortunately it did happen. And they said they wouldn't have missed it for the world, but it does, when you come out, leave you a wee bit sort of, the shivers go down your spine.
Absolutely, but it's kind of one of those things I'm happy I did.
Yes,
because it really made me appreciate, you know, exactly the tragedies of that particular period in Europe's history. The Jewish district, of course, a fabulous part of Krakow in terms of what it's got to offer, a lot of history.
Well, it's crammed with galleries, I say, cafes, pubs and restaurants, so there's plenty to do, and it's quite good value for money as well.
Now let's move to, has to be the most romantic city in Europe, Budapest.
Budapest, yes. Well, most people say Budapest, you know, but it's Budapest. Exactly.
We have to say what the locals say, Robert.
Exactly, indeed.
So what do you like most about this?
Well, the Danube, obviously, is a big attraction. As I say, you're on the Danube River with the hills to the west of you. And then there is the Great Plain, which is to the east of Budapest, which is a gem of a city. It's really a gem of a city to see. There's no doubt about
it. And it is kind of a city of two halves, isn't it?
It is indeed, yes.
Buda and Pesh, isn't it?
And Pesh, exactly. And then, as I say, that's where the name derived
and
from.
And I have to confess, I don't know if you remember that from doing your history in school, but I didn't know that I actually went there. So it is one of those cities that
you
really
I was exactly the same. I have to admit, until I visited the city, I was ignorant of that fact as well.
One of the lovely things to do that I can recall from my first visit to Budapest is the boat tour, the boat trip on the Danube. It's so beautiful to see a city from that vantage point.
It is indeed, you know, and then you've the lovely cobbled streets, exactly, to wander around, and again, you've an array of cafes and bars to visit.
Yeah, and not a huge distance away is Vienna.
That is correct. Vienna, again, another beautiful city, loads of history. I was very taken in with the palace, the state opera, etc., and the Danube Tower, and of course the Mozart Memorial.
Yeah, it's just full of history and architecture, isn't it? Pretty splendid.
On that particular tour, you're getting these three cities all packed in together over the 7 days and direct from Belfast.
That's so really, really good. What kind of price points are we talking about?
You're talking in there from memory about £789 for the whole tour.
Really, really good. And again, more details on
full details are given on our website, yes.
Robert Wilson from Travel Solutions, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Q Radio's Travel Talk with Travel Solutions, your number one destination for great service and great value.